dresser is one of the oldest pieces of furniture and the nicest are in the house.
What do you mean?
Never changes its drawers.
Okay. Very good. Do you ever hear an old-fashioned name for those?
I don't recall right now. I might think of one minute.
Okay.
How about old you? I forget.
No, you're not. What do you call the built-in thing that you hang your clothes in?
You're thinking about chiffonniers?
Well, I was thinking about one that's actually built in to the house.
All I know would be just a closet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now chiffonnier was the next thing I was going to ask about. What is a chiffonnier?
It's a form of a closet, all closed in, that you can move about.
Mm-hmm.
It's a portable closet.
Is it just a place to hang clothes, or does it have drawers?
Some of them now is on one side is some drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them has doors there where you can put stuff in. And usually back then, the upper one was a place up here, had a door to it.
Mm-hmm.
For them to put the hats.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the other side, there was open with a rod up here, you hung your clothes. Some of those things didn't have a door to them, some of them did.
Uh-huh.
And some of them has a shelf at the top where you put the men's hat and stuff like that above that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And some of them, a few of them, I've noticed, had a place for you to put your umbrella.
Uh-huh.
You know what an umbrella is?
What's an umbrella?
It's a shade for one and a shower for two.
Okay, that's right. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Do you ever call an umbrella anything else since you said that?
Parasol.
Is that the same thing?
Same thing as umbrella.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's one of these things fold out and you stand under it to keep from getting blistered or getting wet.
That's right, okay. Now, to get back to the chiffon robe, do you ever call that anything else?
I don't know as I...
Do you know the word wardrobe?
Or? Yeah, wardrobe. It's, mm-hmm. It was an elaborated chiffonrobe.
Okay. How about calling something an armor or an armoire? Armor or armoire? That's a French word for the same thing.
Well, I'm a Dutchman.
Okay. Some people do call it that, though, mm-hmm. in the South. What do you call the room at the top of the house that's under the roof?
Ceiling.
Well, the room above the ceiling.
Attic?
Yeah. You call that anything else?
Well, just... that's about all.
Some people call it the loft.
Mm-hmm.
In a house. Some people don't.
Well, now let's go a little deeper there.
Okay.
They did call some of them the loft, but usually we used that for the term of the barn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To put the... hay, mm-hmm. fodder, and stuff like that on.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time out in the country, we had a tin roof on a barn, and up in the loft, and it's made out of split rails, like mm-hmm. the big old fence out, rail vents.
Mm-hmm.
Had them in there and had some popcorn on there. Had a gray mule in a stable underneath. And that tin got hot, popped that popcorn, fell on that gray mule, and the gray mule thought it was snowing and froze.
I'm afraid I don't believe that. Well, in your house, you said you built it upstairs. Were there rooms up there?
Yes. And beds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that wasn't just an attic. That was real...
It was built out of the attic. A lot of attics in houses are big enough to have rooms
mm-hmm.
in them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It depends on the size of the house and the height of the roof.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the things at the windows that are on rollers that pull down?
Shades,
mm-hmm.
what curtains.
Is a curtain the same thing as a shade?
The curtain has been called shades. Mm-hmm. Or the shades have been called curtains, rather.
Uh-huh.